Hi, good morning. My name is Diego Merlo Camacho, and today I'm going to talk about one of the most important conspiracy theories of the whole story, I think so. And this is the Bermuda Triangle. Okay, first I'm going to talk about an little introduction about the topic, then about the possible theories, and in the last part I'm going to say my point of view about this topic. Okay, in the first place we have the story. This case became famous in the 50s when one writer, which name is Edward Van Winkle, write about some mystery disappear from boats and planes, but no one listened to that article, and the US government silenced that article. No one knows why, but for some reason that article disappeared. And after that, in the 70s, five planes of the US government were in a practice, and that disappeared. And then the rescue plane for some reason disappeared, like the other one, and no one knows nothing. They're found any kind of parts of the planes, so for some reason it disappeared. Then in the 75, five yachts on an excursion were lost, and no one found it. So for these two cases it became famous. And then one writer in the 82, I think, yeah, in the 82, write about some kind of mystery creatures that found her, and like aliens too. So this is the reason that it became famous. And in the geography part, this area is between one coast of Florida, Puerto Rico, and the island from Bermuda. So there is located. Okay, there are four possible theories that are the most famous. The first one is magnetic field surrounding the area due to much waste of bombs, submarines, and planes of the United States, and thanks to this interference, there are interference communications that are the most important theory, because it's the most credible. And I don't know, all the planes that were there lost first their communication, and for some boats and planes they found parts of it, but for other ones they found anything. So this is the most credible theory. After that we have the possible seethings of sea creatures and monster, specifically here about too many tales, stories, and writers, which create different monsters like Cthulhu, or the scene of aliens, or some kind like movies too. I don't know, like Percy Jackson, like the Devil's Sea, that there is too, based in this case. These are the most important theory. These are one of the most important theory, I think so. But these are more like stories that came from this case. Then another theory is that air and sea that the U.S. Army used to train, and they test bombs too in that zone. So that is maybe one of the most, that is another theory that it can be credible, because the US government don't like to other countries to see where they test bombs and where they used to training his flies and with his submarines. And my finally theory is that possible waste of war, because this is highly full of water. This is an theory that the government of Cuba has explained that there is rest of submarines, of planes, of bombs from the Second World War, and this is one of the most, this is credible too, but only the government of Cuba approved. The US government said anything about this, so it can be a lie, I don't know. Okay, now I'm going to talk about my point of view. My explanation or theory of the most like to may happen in the area is that I don't know, there is the US government practice there, I don't know, but it can be more credible than the other one, because another part too is that the US government and Cuba's government has not want to go near to that area to explore good, so I think there is, there have to be part of the US government to know, to other people to know anything about that. And I chose this topic because I like this kind of stories, and I see a lot of movies about this topic, and I think there is very, very interesting to know it, and I'm just weird too, so I don't know. Okay, that was all. Thank you for your attention. Goodbye.